The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Fixer.
All right, mister, do what you're told. Open that cash box. All right, now put the money in this bag. Now close the bag. Shove it over here. Now you stay right there, your face to the wall, understand? If you don't, you won't live to tell your grandchildren about this. I told you to stay. I told you.
Fred,
get going. A minute this alley, you'll be crawling with cops.
Well, what happened?
You heard me, Wally. Get going.
From time to time, the Bureau had come across the name and activities of one Fred Dunkirk, a three-time loser. He was brought to our attention for the last time following a daring daylight robbery of an Akron, Ohio supermarket on April 14, 1955. The manager of the market, who was shot in the shoulder, identified the criminal as Dunkirk. Under the provisions of the National Stolen Properties Act, the Bureau was called in. Agent Reynolds and I were assigned and left for Akron to cooperate with the local police in the search for Dunkirk.
FBI. It says right here in the paper the FBI is cooperating. Fred, what are we going to do?
Oh, stop the bawling. That's what I get taking on a kid like you. Still green behind the ears.
If you didn't shoot that man...
I should have killed him. Identifying me. I should have shut his mouth for good.
We've got to get out. We can't stay
here.
We're
staying.
But, Fred...
You heard what I said before, Wally. We're staying until Dolan gets here.
But he can't do us any good now.
Oh, no. Charlie, Dolan's got ways of fixing things. So we'll wait and see.
Like this, you're asking the impossible, Fred.
Well, you told me to come to you any time, didn't you, Mr. Dolan?
Yes.
You said with your connections, you could fix anything.
I said practically anything, but you're in the worst kind of a jam. Positive identification has been made. You, a three-time loser, shooting that man.
I didn't ask you to come over here to give me a rundown. I asked for help.
You have to look at the picture from a practical standpoint.
Fred, we better get going.
Shut up, Wally.
But he said...
I said shut up. And the answer is no, Mr. Dolan?
I didn't say that, Fred. I just said you're asking...
For the impossible, I know. But do you really think it's impossible?
Well, it'll be very difficult.
That's different.
And very expensive.
I didn't expect it to be free.
$10,000.
Why?
You said you didn't expect it to be free, didn't you?
$10,000?
Papers said your take from the robbery was $20,000. All I want is half.
Half?
That's all.
Half? How do you like the nerve of this guy, Wally?
Well, what's the difference how much it is as long as we get off?
Who's asking you? $10,000 after all the trouble.
Three-time losers can't be choosers.
Don't try to be funny.
I'm not. Just looking at the practical side again.
Freddy's right.
I'd listen to Wally if I were you, Fred.
I don't need advice from a kid like him.
I'm only thinking of you.
I'll think for myself.
All right, Fred. You think it over.
Fred, there is a time.
Wait.
$10,000?
All right. All right, but a positive fix.
Don't worry, you'll get your money's worth.
But just to be sure, you get paid after I'm in the clear.
Fair enough.
All right. What's the setup?
I have a friend, a nice old lady named Ma Fergus, who runs a chicken farm outside Glenview. She's boarded clients of mine before. You'll stay with Ma until I say it's safe enough for you to come back to town.
Which will be when?
Just as soon as I fix you up with an airtight alibi.
Okay. Wally, get ready.
Yeah, sure, Fred.
Wait, Wally. You're not going with him.
What?
What do you mean he's not going with me?
Wally's staying in town.
Why?
No one knows he's involved. He's in the clear.
I still want him with me.
He stays here in town.
Now listen.
You listen. You're in a jam up to your ears. You want me to get you out of it? All right, I'll do just that. But only on one condition. What I say goes. No ifs, ands, or buts. Exactly the way I want it, straight down the line.
get a line on Fred Dunkirk, Agent Reynolds and I began with the usual routine legwork, checking all places he had been known to frequent, questioning all persons with whom he had been known to consort. In the meantime, Dunkirk was hiding out at a small chicken farm less than 20 miles from Akron.
Don't those chickens ever stop that racket?
Oh, you'll get used to it in time, Fred.
I won't be around here long enough to get used to it, Mrs. Ferguson.
Call me Ma. That's what all my boys call me.
I'm not one of your boys.
Oh, sure you are. Every one of you who stays with me, I consider like a son of my own. I lost my own boy 10 years ago this week. He died in the electric chair.
Too bad.
Albert was a good son. He never held out on his Ma. He brought me home every penny he ever stole. Would you like to see his picture?
No.
Oh, you remind me so much of him.
All right, so I remind you of him. Let me alone.
Can I get you something to drink, Fred?
No.
You got some nice elderberry wine. I made it myself.
I don't want any.
Oh, you're all upset, aren't you? Oh, that's a pity. Albert used to be the same way. And he'd frown just the way you do, too.
Look, will you get away and let me alone?
I want to help you, boy. That's why we're here on Earth, to help each other. Mothers especially. Now, you just tell your troubles to Ma Fergus. She'll understand. Now, what's wrong, Fred?
Now, look. Sitting here for a week, twiddling my thumbs, listening to those stinking chickens. That's what's wrong, if you want to know.
If you just relaxed and considered your stay here a vacation, it'd do your world of good.
Nothing's going to do me any good until I hear from Dolan that everything is all right.
You just leave it to Mr. Dolan. He's a fine man. He'll fix everything.
Week today. Haven't heard from him in a week. What's taking so long?
No. Don't get getting yourself upset more. Just you remember, son, what I used to tell my Albert. Rome or an airtight alibi wasn't built in a day.
Where are you calling from?
Ma Fergus' place.
At least you have the good sense to stay there. Didn't I tell you not to phone me? Didn't I say I'd get in touch with you when I'm ready?
Well, it's been over a week.
It may be another week, even two. You're sitting high and dry.
I want to know what's going on. What about Wally?
He's all right.
Well, I want to talk to him. Send him out here.
Are you crazy?
Then tell him to phone me. It's important.
Right now, the only important thing is doing this my way. But you've got to say to Wally can wait. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life in prison.
How much longer, Mr. Dolan?
Well, like I told Fred, another week, maybe two.
Can't see him before.
What do you want to see him about?
Well, just talk.
About what?
Nothing special.
Then it can wait. Anybody ask you questions yet?
No, not yet.
The FBI is asking about Fred all around, I understand.
FBI?
And they may get around to you.
FBI?
Don't let it throw you. I told you what to answer in case, didn't I?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, don't think. Be sure. The alibi for you was all set. Her name?
Claire Wallace.
And you were where with Miss Wallace all that afternoon?
The movies.
She'll bear that out, so there's nothing for you to worry about, okay?
Yeah, okay, Mr. Dolan. Oh, what about the alibi for Fred?
Well, that's a tougher job. I told you it'll take another week or two. Wally.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk to Fred about?
I told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nothing special, but it is something special, isn't it?
No.
Look, if I'm going to help you and Fred, you've got to take me into your confidence. You've got to trust
me. It's nothing important, honest.
Wally.
Honest.
It's about the money, isn't it?
What?
The $20,000, it's about that.
No.
Oh, come on, Wally.
No, it's not about that.
You know where it is.
Please, huh?
You're the only one outside of Fred who knows where that money is hidden.
Mr. Dolan, please, I don't want to talk about
it. All right, Wally, if you don't want to talk about it, all right, we won't.
For 10 days, we continued the legwork, questioning anybody and everybody who had had any connection with Fred Dunkirk. One fruitless interview led to another. We were finally down to rock bottom, which in this case was the Acme Billiard Parlor.
Nine ball in the corner pocket.
Mr. Gregg?
Yeah?
Wally Gregg?
That's right.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
What?
We'd like to talk to you.
Talk? Oh, talk. Yeah, sure. Be with you in a minute, Harry. Somebody wants to talk to me. What's it about?
Dunkirk.
What?
Fred Dunkirk.
Oh, him.
What can you tell us about him?
Fred Dunkirk? Well, all I can tell you is what I've been reading in the papers about him.
Nothing more?
What more should I know?
You tell us.
I don't know anymore. Why ask me?
We found out only this morning that you and Dunkirk were friends.
Well, I wouldn't say friends.
What would you say?
Well, just acquaintances.
We were told more.
No more, just acquaintances.
Where and when have you seen him since the 14th?
14th?
The day of the robbery.
I haven't seen him since then.
When before the 14th?
I don't know. How am I supposed to remember?
We'll help you. You saw him here in this billiard parlor the day before the 14th. You played with him. Remember now?
No. But if you say so, I guess it's true.
Where were you with him on the 14th?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Who said I was with him that day?
We didn't say. We're just asking.
Well, you got a funny way of asking. I wasn't with him that day.
How come you remember that?
Because I happen to remember I had a date.
What kind of a date?
The usual kind, with a girl. You want a name?
You seem very anxious to give it.
Look, you can ask me anything you want about that day. I'll tell you who I was with, where I was, anything you want to know. I got nothing to hide, so go ahead and ask.
Back to The Fixer in just a moment.